She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the internet. So a big belated happy Thanksgiving to all you folks in the USA and in Canada and all the people that listened. On the newer cars today, highly recommended to flush out your automatic transmission oil every 30,000 miles. Well, I recommend going with the AMS oil, synthetic oil, because AMS oil guarantees it for 100,000 miles. So when you first get a new car, flush the transmission oil, change it to AMS oil, and you don't have to worry about it for 100,000 miles. And it does work. We've tested it, and it does. Okay? So, be careful at the intersections. There are a lot of red light runners. A lot. Especially the streets by the Kapalama Canal at King and Koho Street, or whatever that street is by the canal. Very, very dangerous there. Be careful. If you got the green light, that doesn't mean you're safe. A lot of people are running the red light there. When you're going to sell your car, remove all stickers from inside the window. Okay? Remove all the stickers, because people will know more about you by looking at the stickers you got inside the car. Okay? Like the Jiffy Lube sticker, whatever stickers you have. Okay? Remove them before you show the car. Now, here's the important part. Never forget this. Never let the buyer, I call them tire kickers, test drive the car. Okay? If they want to test drive, you drive it. Never let the person drive your car. Number one, if they run somebody over, hit somebody, do anything, you're the one that's liable, not them behind the wheel, because they can pop out of the seat and run. You're the one that's stuck with the car. Okay? Too many bad things happen. If the person that is interested in your car is really serious to buy your car, they will not ask for a test drive. Okay? Do not allow for a test drive. Just make up something like, oh, I can't because the car is not insured. Or something like that. Okay? Or you drive it and they ride in it. That's it. Okay. Now, if you're going to buy a used car and you're not really, you don't have a mechanic with you, the most expensive stuff is the engine and transmission. To test the transmission, pull out the transmission dipstick, if it has one, and smell the oil. If it smells burnt, the trans is shot. Okay? Check the engine dipstick. See if the oil's clean. remove the cap where they pour in oil and see if you have sludge in there. You have to take a little flashlight and look in there. Okay? If it has sludge, number one, the person was using cheap oil. Number two, they weren't changing the oil regularly. Okay? So, those are the things. And if it doesn't have a transmission dipstick, then you get in, start it up, put it in drive, put it in reverse. Shift between drive and reverse and see if there is a delay. If there is a delay, the trans is worn out. Okay? If you got any questions, give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you got any questions, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, I recommend using the Royal Purple HPS oil. Royal Purple has two oils. They both look alike, but the one we recommend is the HPS. It has a big HPS on the label. Okay? And the place you can pick it up from is Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has the Royal Purple HPS motor oil, which has high metal protector, and when you change to that motor oil, you will actually feel the difference. In how it runs. It's a lot smoother, high metal protector, and when you change to that motor oil, you will actually feel the difference in how it runs. It's a lot smoother, a lot smoother. Okay? And $15,000 miles, not 1,500, 15,000 miles. It's a lot longer. It's because of the metal protector. Okay? Your gas filter. Fuel filter should be changed every 2 years or every 20,000 miles. Highly. Your gas filter, fuel filter, should be changed every 2 years or every 20,000 miles. Highly recommended to put a magnet on. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Kavika from Kaneohe.
Hi, Kavika.
Hey, George, I got a quick question for you. I got a 2000 Honda Odyssey van, and of late, I noticed my idle fluctuates a lot. Vroom, 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 vroom. Is that something to do with garbage or something in the fuel injectors, or what?
Well, that tells me either you're using bad gas.
I use Shell, 92.
Okay. You should be using ethanol with that.
Oh, that's true.
And it sounds like the idle control is bad.
Idle control.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a big job? Is it complicated?
It's not complicated, but it's expensive.
Oh, really? Okay. What if I use like Lucas, a fuel injector cleaner?
Doesn't do anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
What okay, you can try, try 2 gallons of ethanol.
2 gallons ethanol. Okay. So there's something, there's a disruption or something clogged or something in there.
Yeah, the ethanol might help it, but you put the 2 gallons in when you have half a tank of gas.
Yeah, yeah.
And try it.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Anyway, you know, folks, there's no cheap way around maintaining your car. You know, you could use the good stuff or spend a lot of money fixing it all the time. Okay, who's next?
We have Gordon from AIA.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, how are you, George?
Okay.
While you were talking, it took me all this time trying to get through our 1-4-1-1 system, which is almost impossible to get who you want. So I called another food service,
mm-hmm.
and they gave me the number 836-3600. They're closed on weekends. What I was going to find out, the question that was asked, what can you take and what can you not take, but you can't find out till Monday.
It's over.
I know. That's the city and the state. In other words, business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, George.
Thanks. Okay. So, I don't know when the people and the people of Hawaii will get fed up enough to do something. So much things are going bad. I mean, the university don't have enough money, and the head of the university is making all kind of excuses. But it's common sense. The top half is too heavy. They're getting paid too much. Another thing is, if the football team is not winning, they don't make money. So, I don't know. Wake up. Whose fault is what's the reason the football team is not winning? You think about it. Okay? So, all I can say is, we the people of Hawaii gotta do something soon because everything's going down. Good example is Black Friday. Was it Black Friday? No. They gotta change it to Red Friday. Because hardly anybody went shopping. How are they gonna go shopping with no money? I don't know. Over 50 businesses have closed down because of the rail. Okay? And more are gonna close yet. Doing the rail to cut the economy is not a good idea. How many people are gonna ride the rail? Where are they going to get the electricity from? How come it's poor planning? What's up with all this? The company that's supposed to be watching over the rail is now bought out by the rail company. So, what now? You got a watchdog to watch your house, and somebody comes and buys your dog. Now you don't have any dog. I wish Mario Yano could call in and tell us a few things, because that guy, he's got a lot of opinions, but he's so scared of calling in. Anyway, when you have your car serviced, make sure whoever's servicing it checks the bottom, the CV shafts, the brake lines, and stuff like that to make sure the car is safe. CV shaft is one of the biggest causes of people losing control on high speeds. Well, high speed, I mean 50 miles an hour on the freeway. The CV shaft is the front axles to your car. And on the ends, both ends, have rubber boots that always crack and let out all the grease. When the grease is let out, the bearings get dry. And it can break the axle shaft. And when it breaks, the axle shaft will whip around under the car, breaking your steering and your brakes. So you will have no brakes and no steering. Okay? You will lose control. So, have it checked out to make sure. Okay? We've come across so many cars that went through safety check with bad CV shafts. Now, what's up with that? If they're not going to do the safety check properly, then get rid of it. It's only extra expense for the taxpayers and for the people that's paying for the safety check. But anyway, it's just me saying it. Okay? And only one person call in about the bike lanes that don't like the bike lanes. I'm surprised. More people should be up and screaming about it, whether they like it or they don't like it, whichever way. Okay? When you're driving in traffic, folks, on the freeway, at speeds now, if you're tailgating, and what we call tailgating is one or two car lengths behind the front car. If you're tailgating, you're going to get chips on the front of your car. Because a tiny little gravel that flies off the front car's tires will ding your car. So if those that tailgate, good luck. The front of your car will all be blasted by small little pits from the pebbles from the front car. Number one, is safer to be three car lengths back or more because you get no chips on the front of your car. Okay? And number two, if that person decides, that person in front of you is tailgating and hits the car in the front, you have time to stop. Okay, I see so many cars going down the freeway, all tailgating each other. All you need is for one person to stop, and then everybody will pile up. But anyway, you can tell who's a tailgater. Just look at the front of the car. It's all chipped. The paint's all chipped. Okay? So give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And the other day, Wanda, Steve was working on his car, and he has this coolant thing for his engine, and he's looking in the container, and he's got the engine running, and the coolant is not moving. So I told him, I think your pump is broken, Steve. And he said, no, it's going. How can it be going if the coolant is not moving? So I started thinking, wow, that's a new one on me. So anyway, if you look in the bottle and you don't see the liquid moving, that means your pump is not pumping, right? That's what I think anyway. So
what happened?
Well, he just drove off, and then he calls me up. He said, wow, it's running hot. Hello, the pump is not pumping. It's going to run hot. But he's so tight, yeah. He didn't want to go buy a new one.
Wait, is that what he called earlier today?
Yeah. Yeah. He's, I don't know. You know, he's got a nice car, but that owner is...
Which car is this?
The Celine.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know with that guy. But anyway, it's break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
My 409, she's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And Everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay. Now, the holidays, like I said, is right around the corner, and let's try to make this year a special year where we don't have any accidents that lose lives or injure people from drunk driving. And I know it's next to impossible to tell people not to drink and drive. Because people think, well, it's the other guy, not me. It's always the case. But no. Innocent lives can be lost because of a drunk driver. If you listen to the commercial that we run, the public service announcement of... If I knew, oh, when I went to the party, Mom, you know, it's things like that. So let's try to make it safer. And every day, we come across people that's going to do a brake job, and they want a cheap job. I just get blown away. People want to use cheap parts for their brakes. What are they thinking? You have only one chance with your brake. If the brake don't work good, that's it. Okay? So don't go cheap on the brake, on the strut, or the steering. Because that's safety. On the paint job, on the motor oil, whatever. It's not safe. It's nothing to do with safety, so it's okay. You want to go cheap and lose money? Fine. But don't lose a life. Okay? So, if your cars get damaged because of potholes, more than likely the city and the state will not pay for it. So, something for you to think about. A lot of people have been complaining that their cars get damaged from the potholes and they turn the report in and the city and state refuse to fix it. Okay? Like this lady that had a problem where a tree fell onto the roof of her car and the state didn't want to paint and fix her roof because her roof was peeling. The paint was peeling. So, folks, if you get into an accident and that car is a rusty old junk, you tell them, oh, that's all right. I'm not going to fix your car.
And the reasoning was because it'll look better than what it was before.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is you damage somebody's property, you're liable. Whether it was a rusty heap of junk or a beautiful brand new car. You got to put it back to original condition or better.
Well, how about that other one where I think they said it was in the news, but I missed it, about how there was some emergency vehicle was blaring on the, I don't know, freeway or roadside, so somebody got out of the way, and the only way she could get out of the way was to go off the road.
Oh, and damage her car.
Yeah. And well, they said that they're not paying for that because she went off the road.
Yeah, you see, folks, that's if and when you deal with the city or the state, you're gonna find every excuse in the book. Okay, because they want to save the city money, but when it comes time to build, like for instance, the visitor center at the zoo and spend $3 something million to build that, that's ridiculous, but that's okay. But when it damaged your property, oh well, too bad. That's not right. You know, the other thing is, when they do road construction on the road, go look it up. Road construction on the road, when it's done, they have to put it back into the same condition or better. They never put it in the same condition, and they never put it back in better condition. It's always worse. So, if you don't say anything, nobody says anything, it'll continue. You cannot just say nothing. You gotta get involved, whether you like it or not. You gotta get involved, because otherwise, these guys just cruise along and do whatever they want.
Do you know how many years the H3 freeway been open?
No.
Oh, just wondering, because they have to do some repairs to the light in a tunnel or something.
The fan.
Right, something.
Yeah, the electric fans that
take out
the carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is cancerous and highly poisonous. But that's okay. Leave it.
No, but it seems kind of early to be broken, and to only fix like 6 of them, it's going to cost over so many millions of dollars.
If they're buying it from China, yeah, it's not going to last. You know, everything is so corrupt here. It's not funny. It's sickening. And the poor people are paying taxes after taxes after taxes. And what for? Only to get taxed again. But anyway, the rail is going to go over the freeway. And when it goes over the freeway, I'm hearing that they're going to shut the freeway down. For those of you living in Kapolei, Eva, and have to come to town, I don't know how you're going to commute with the freeway shut down. That's going to be one heck of a traffic. So, plan now. What are you going to do? I didn't vote for rail, and those that voted wanted the rail. You guys created the traffic, and here it is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. People spending hours stuck in traffic. I guess if you rode a bike, you go quicker. Or even walking. So, but anyway. Maybe they did that so that you get discouraged with your car and get rid of your car and catch the rail. Well, the rail's not running yet, so.
How many years is it going to take to complete?
That's a good one, because look at how long it took for H3. It took forever. And they're starting from Kapolei to come to town, because it's easier from that side. But if you take a look at how long it's taking to move through open field in Kapolei, what's going to happen when they get to town? It's going to be a crawl. I just hope nobody gets hurt with this rail building. You know, from somebody dropping a hammer onto somebody's head down below. So, but anyway, that's what's happening. And I recommend that all of you, if you haven't tried ethanol, to use ethanol. The ethanol will keep the mechanic away. Ethanol's good. It's not bad. What you're hearing is all false information. Ethanol is excellent. and it'll keep the running, the car running better and better. Okay? So, anyhow, again, the reminder, the weekends are coming up with a lot of drunk drivers. I see it all the time. Please, don't drink and drive. And holidays around the corner, a lot of people unemployed, a lot more homeless people coming out because there's no jobs. Over 50 businesses have been shut down because of the rail. And that's not how you help the economy. Okay, so please, folks, take care of each other. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.